News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A man found guilty of sexual assault was awarded €5,000 for unfair dismissal after his employers discovered his conviction. And with me to discuss this fairly shocking case is barrister and Sunday Times columnist Brenda Power. Good morning to you, Brenda. First of all, can you outline, I suppose, the facts of this case?
Yeah, this man, Mohammed Kashif is his name, last February, I think it was February of 2022, he was convicted of sexual assault on a female co-worker. Now, he had apparently two jobs at the same time. He was working for Aldi while he was also working for a fast food restaurant. And it was in the fast food restaurant that this happened. And the victim, her name's Donna, she kind of identified herself voluntarily because she wanted him also to be identified. She waived her anonymity. And she described a three-hour ordeal. Now, he pleaded guilty to the offences on the morning of the hearing. So in other words, she spent however long waiting in anticipation of having to be cross-examined and so on. But he pleaded guilty and he was given a two-month suspended sentence. As you can imagine, she wasn't best pleased with that, having gone to the, you know, the extreme of identifying herself as the victim.
Identifying herself as the victim. It was her first day at the new job and this ordeal went on for 3.5 hours and included grabbing her crotch, slapping her buttocks, demanding kisses, groping her breasts, etc. It was fairly full on.
It was. And I mean, for 3.5 hours, and the fact that he didn't fight it means, you know, this is what happened. This is what happened to this woman on her first day. And I believe
he was convicted. So we know we can say that.
He pleaded guilty. Yeah. And so he was convicted. Yeah. So he did apparently tell his line manager in Aldi, but it doesn't seem to have been passed on. Now, his contract with Aldi had a clause which said that an employee convicted of anything other than a minor motoring offence would be dismissed, that was grounds for dismissal. Now, he'd been convicted of a sexual assault, which I think most women would say, at least, sounded like a pretty serious one.
Sure.
His higher management found out about this conviction through the newspapers. They put him on suspension with pay, conducted an investigation, disciplinary proceedings, and they sacked him. In line, I would have said, with proper practice. I think most people with a female workforce, or, you know, a lot of women on the workforce, as Aldi do.
Well, it looks like they went through a disciplinary procedure in line with human...
His contract. And in
resources.
Line with his contract.
Yeah, okay.
And human resources. So he appealed it within Aldi first, and no, the dismissal was upheld. Then he appealed it to the Workplace Relations Commission. And they awarded him €5,000 for unfair dismissal. They seemed to say, and I thought this was particularly unfair, that Aldi's concern was for their business reputation. And no allowance seems to be made for the fact that this was a man who had assaulted a co-worker and was currently working with, I imagine, a large cohort of female colleagues.
Anytime I've been to Aldi, it is full of female employees.
I would have thought. The argument I suppose I was making in Sunday Times yesterday was, you know, if you know that there is a danger, and this man was clearly posed a danger to women in your workforce, in your workplace, if you don't remove it, whether it's...
And of course, he's not on the sex offenders register because it was a fully suspended... He didn't have any custodial sentence.
He didn't. So there was no way anybody working with him could have identified the risk that he clearly posed. I mean, Aldi would have been absolutely liable if anything had happened to their staff. Again, knowing what they knew about this man, I would have thought they had no option but to let him go. But the Workplace Relations Commission was very critical of Aldi, and they said, I mean, this is what I found particularly extraordinary, that the fact that he had not assaulted anyone during his 8 weeks with Aldi shows that kind of the danger had passed.
I mean, He'd been at work with Aldi for eight weeks.
Yeah. And he hadn't. I mean, I don't know about you. I think most men would be able to go 8 weeks or even 8 years without assaulting anybody and not expecting a pat on the back.
As a female employee of an organisation, personally, I wouldn't particularly want to be forced to work alongside a convicted sex offender myself. I certainly wouldn't want to do shifts on my own. I think most women would feel that way. This does seem extraordinary. You're as well as a columnist, obviously, but you're a barrister. Is there any pushback against the
Well, I mean, I would hope that Aldi would appeal this. Because, I mean, Aldi can take the hit. They were fined 5,000. The Workplace Relations Commission found that he was 50% responsible for his own sacking by having previously assaulted a female employee. But I would hope that Aldi would appeal this, because they can take the hit of $5,000. But a smaller employer who might become aware of a conviction, or might have some man on the workforce who's been convicted, will in future presumably be afraid to get rid of them in case the Workplace Relations Commission say, no, you're wrong, you shouldn't sack this person, and pay him some money. And the victim, Donna, has come out and said, look, I feel doubly violated, really. He's been more or less rewarded. What kind of a country is this for women? What kind of a country is this for victims of sexual abuse?
You mentioned in your column as well that another man, Anatol Botnari, who got a 6-month suspended sentence for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl at a bus stop. Personally, I think a little bit like the case in Limerick of the girl who was beaten, beaten unconscious. I don't think sexual crimes or violent crimes, fully suspended sentences, are what the general public is supportive of at all. But it does strike me as extraordinary. And look, we're very grateful to you for highlighting it. I'd love to know what people out there today think about it. Someone has texted in. Absolutely not condoning the crime, but should people who have conviction have the right to work or legal recourse removed from them? This listener says, you seem to think, Brenda, people can't be rehabilitated either. Would you like to respond to that?
I can understand that sentiment. However, I think, you know, if when you have a hierarchy or at least a clash of rights, then in this case, the rights that I would prioritise, I'm afraid, are those of the innocent women who are being asked to work alongside.
We're not allowed smoke in the workplace to protect people from secondhand smoke. I would suggest that there are other things we should be protected from even more. Look, thank you for joining us this morning. I do appreciate it. That is Brenda Power, their columnist with the Sunday Times, and indeed barrister. Love to know what you think about that this morning out there. 087 1400 106. We're going to just give you a helpline as well. If you have been affected by anything within this item that we've just been discussing, the 24 National Helpline at the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.